Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour, second half hour on this Friday, February 2nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is a candidate for the U.S. Senate Republican primary, and she's been part of the border rally convoy down on our southern border. And she's been speaking at these events, and we're going to try to add her in on her cell phone right now. I tried Skype, and that didn't work, so let's try her cell phone, and hopefully she'll be able to answer and give us a field report and let us know a little bit about this border rally convoy that she's
Dr.
on.
Sherry,
and, of course, it goes to her voicemail.
You leave a message.
So that's not working. So tried her on Skype, and I tried her on the cell phone, and she must be obviously busy, perhaps not in a good cell area. And so we're doing everything we can to get her into the show, and hopefully she'll be able to join us. Bottom line is, out of all the U.S. Senate candidates, she's the only one that was invited to join this border rally convoy. You may have heard about it. Truckers, motorcycles, four-wheelers, all lining up, starting, I believe she said, in Virginia, going down to Florida, across 10, through the great state of Texas, all the way out to San Diego, and then finishing up, I believe, tomorrow in Yuma, Arizona. So can't stress how much information she's going to have to share with us. Hopefully we will be able to get her to add her in. One of the things that I'm looking at is to absolutely vet these candidates, because this is an important primary. Now, I know Dave Adjema, who, like me, has personally endorsed her. Dave Adjema put a post out on his social media, and former state representative Tristan Cole took Dave Adjema to task, claiming that she's too far right, that she's too radical in her positions. If you go to her website, DrSherry2024.com, and look at her actual policies and what she's advocating for, it's absolutely amazing how a term-limited state representative, Republican, who used to be very staunchly conservative Christian, would attack Dave Adjema's post on social media about endorsing and supporting Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Because one thing that you have to understand, this is a Republican Party primary. Whoever wins this primary is going to face Elisa Slotkin in November. You got to have a person. You got to have a person that is going to be able to call her out on a debate stage and to be able to get not only Republican votes, but independent votes. Democrats, sorry, folks, they only make up 30% of the vote. Hardcore Democrats is 30%. Hardcore Republicans is 30%. The independents, the fence sitters, I call them, are now the majority in this country. 40% of our population hate the Republicans just as much as the Democrats. So with that definition, I'm an independent. The only independent candidate I've ever voted for was Ross Perot. But you see, you have to understand something. This is a situation where we are facing a battle this November. And if we don't get the right candidate for the U.S. Senate, we're going to lose the seat. It's going to stay in the Democrats' column. State of Michigan split 50-50. Look at our House. Look at our Senate. Right now, we are exactly split. We exactly have gridlock of 54-54 Democrat state representatives in Lansing. In the Senate, it's only a two-seat majority, 2018. Why is it that the state of Michigan doesn't have one Republican U.S. Senator and one Democrat? Why is that? Because the Democrats have done a better job of uniting behind one candidate, Elisa Slotkin, where she really doesn't even have a primary to waste her money on in August, and can spend all of her money, resources, signs, TV, radio, mailers, everything can be focused on the November election. On the Republican side, there's 12 people as of today. I'm not sure if James Craig has dropped out yet, but it's coming. Others are going to be knocked off because they're not going to get the signatures. You got to understand that we the people, absolutely, absolutely have got to educate people about this August primary. Greg says, Mr. Rogers won't call her out. Well, that's all going to change soon. That's going to change very soon. Well, one of the things that are happening is the Patriots are getting the word out. The Christians are getting the word out. The Constitutionalists are getting the word out. Her message is resonating in rooms everywhere she goes. And sooner or later, when the field narrows after the signatures are submitted, Mr. Rogers and Mr. Meyer are going to have to face Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. It's that simple. They're going to have to face her, and she's prepared to call him out. Well, Greg, you're saying he won't call her out. She's going to call him out. And let's see if they're willing to debate her. Now, I got to admit, I'm going to be totally honest. Both Dave Ageman and I are coaching her, giving her our perspective. She's interacting with us. She's listening and agrees with our messaging. That's why we both personally endorsed her. But while she's in Yuma, Arizona on the border tomorrow, when we're up at St. Ignace teaching the class, Dave Ageman has got an event all day long. And Dr. Sherry asked him, and I asked Dave, to go and speak for her tomorrow night at the Barry County U.S. Senate Forum to basically stand in for. Dave and I collaborated together, and he's got a fantastic speech that he wrote. We just had to whittle it down to get it in 2 minutes. It's all he gets is 120 seconds. Well, we think we got it down to 1 minute and 51 seconds. It's a great speech. Here is exactly what Dave Ageman is going to read to the people tomorrow night in Barry County, because he felt that this was a message that had to be delivered. I'm Dave Ageman, and I'm standing in for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, who I wholeheartedly endorse. You will see many TV ads from establishment candidates. Disregard them. They are truly garbage. They know that lies become reality in politics. You will see many of these ads and their lies. Most congressmen, in my opinion, like Mr. Rogers and Mr. Meyer, represent the establishment and vote to get huge donations to their campaigns. Sherry O'Donnell is on our border tonight and has asked me to speak on her behalf. While she is on the border in the convoy rally, she's only one of four speakers that are going to be speaking to the folks. My question is, why aren't the other Republican candidates on the border in this convoy rally as well? Some of them are here tonight. But Dr. Sherry O'Donnell believes we must use force to stop illegal immigration. No health care, no education, no welfare, no human services, no driver's licenses, and no Social Security for illegals. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell wants our troops to be able to fight to win with all of the best equipment possible, to completely defeat the enemy so they can not rise and fight against us again. Economics. Sherry O'Donnell is a businesswoman who understands economics. She won't vote for increased taxes, increased budgets, and will stop the out-of-control spending in Washington, D.C. Education. She's appalled at the radicalization of our education system. The MEA, the NEA are too strong, and our kids' education has been compromised. Competition will cause these indoctrination centers to be put out of business by defunding the Department of Education. When it comes to the Constitution, Sherry O'Donnell will never vote for a bill that violates your constitutional rights. The last two paragraphs calling out Mr. Rogers and Mr. Myers in his closing sentence. We'll have that for you. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody, final segment of today's show. Just wrapping up this speech that Dave Ajima is going to give to the Barry County event tomorrow night, standing in for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. His bullet points are right on. It's on our website, DocSherry2024.com. Every single one of these bullet points plus more are there. But in his close, Dave Ajima wraps it up this way. Mr. Rogers' TV ads are lies. He was a paid correspondent for CNN. Still, I believe, on their payroll. He was only in the military for 4 years. Dave was 20 years plus. He worked at the corrupt FBI and helped his wife to get a job working for the company that was supposed to protect our embassy in Benghazi when he was in the House Intelligence Committee. You need to ask Mr. Rogers about that. Peter Meyer, his first vote was to impeach Donald Trump. In closing, you will not find a more principled, smart, Christian, an honest candidate than Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. Vote for her in this primary election. Check out her positions at DocSherry2024.com. I'm Dave Ajima, and I totally endorse her. He's going to be giving that tomorrow night, folks, Barry County speaking for her. Now, here's an interesting question. Do you think Mr. Rogers will bless the Barry County Republicans with his presence? Because so far, he's not showed up at one event. Not one. Will Peter Meyer show up? Will James Craig show up? Who I've reported on the story earlier this week. He's desperate for donations, and I think he's going to be closing up shop soon. Are they going to show up or not? Because if they're not going to show up, then why don't you just drop out of the race? Here it is, February 2nd. Tomorrow's February 3rd. We're going to be in St. Ignace at the class in the morning. Dave Ajima's got an event all day long, and then he's going to get in the car and drive all the way down there to Barry County to speak for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and deliver that speech. Well, we shall see. As a matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to Dave and see if we can get him on the show on Monday to give us a field report as to how the speech went, how was it received, and whether or not Mr. Rogers and Mr. Myers and Mr. Craig even bother to show up. It's game on, people. You got to get signatures. You got to get on the ballot. And we got a primary election that we've got to pick the best candidate that can get on a debate stage and kick Elisa Slotkin's butt and win over the independents. Being a businesswoman, a doctor, disaster relief all across the globe in 35 countries. Somebody that believes in our Constitution and all the rights that it protects, wants to get the budget under control, will not vote for increased taxes, increased budgets, will stop the out-of-control spending in Washington, D.C. That's the kind of U.S. senator we need from the state of Michigan. And I believe this year, two things. Whoever the Republican candidate is, they're going to have a pretty good chance of winning because this is a presidential year, and I believe most people are going to vote straight Republican ticket. I do not think that people will stand there and mark the ovals. I do not. I think they'll vote straight Republican ticket, and if you're a Republican, you're going to win. Because not only are the Republicans fed up with this garbage, but the independents are too. And that's why the Democrats are looking to replace Joe Biden at the top of their ticket. I believe it's going to happen between May and August. China's invasion of Taiwan, shutting down the Taiwan Straits, closing the shipping lanes, shutting off microchips to the United States, and Biden is their puppet. And he's not going to do a dang thing as our commander-in-chief. Biden will be forced out, and they will pick their candidate at a floor fight at their national convention. Personally, it might not even be a fight. I think that it might just be Michelle Obama. Barack Obama wants a third term. He wants to finish off what he wasn't able to accomplish, that actually Hillary Clinton was supposed to win in 2016 and she was supposed to carry it out. Well, we all know how that went. Biden was supposed to continue on, but he's been too weak and hasn't finished us off. Obama's want back in the White House. I think that's coming. Well, that's it for today. That's it for this week. Now back to the music. The 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you in St. Ignace.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a